news and sports authority for Southeast Iowa and West Central Illinois. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR, Burlington. Burlington High School State Tournament Basketball is on the air on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. Today's game is brought to you by Matt Rinker State Farm Insurance and by Zeiser's Landscaping and Greenhouse. Today's game is also brought to you by Rheinspitz Flooring America, Bob Dodds Insurance, the Danville State Savings Bank, Pizza Ranch, Courtesy Door, Ritter's Garden Center and Landscaping, Vickles Cycling and Fitness, Standard of Beaverdale, and the Pilot Grove Savings Bank. Now, with today's game, here's Scott Mason and Brad Honig.
Oh.
Even pronounced your name correctly, Big Brad.
That is me, and that is him. I'm Scott, he's Brad, and we are courtside here at the Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines as the first round of the Iowa State Class 4A Boys Basketball Tournament gets underway today. We are about a minute 53 of real game time from concluding the first game of the session. Cedar Rapids Kennedy right now taking on Waukee Northwest. Kennedy leading by 8 in the final moments. But, Brad, we couldn't get here as either a baseball player or a basketball player, but here we are just attaching ourselves to the coattails of the 21-22 Burlington Greyhounds.
I'll take it. I don't know where I'd rather be on a day off work.
I definitely, no offense to the people at work, I'd rather be here.
Yep, I got a good seat, too.
That at work. Well, it is a beautiful setting for basketball, and anytime, Brad Honig, you're one of the final 8 teams in the state at your class level, it's something to be proud of. So no matter what happens today, the hope is that Burlington walks away either looking forward to a state semifinal tomorrow night or proud of their accomplishments.
Yeah, this is they got a task ahead of them. But, you know, all year long, this team has played tough. They've beat the second-ranked team in the state to get here fairly handily. And they also knocked off the number one team in 3A twice. We talked about that on the way up. So these guys have been battle-tested. Different venue. Stakes a little bit higher up here. But I'm proud of this team. I think it's good for the school. I think it's good for the community. I'm ready to get going.
Well, and it's like we talked about, too. There are a bunch of teams, 40 to be exact, who wish they were still playing on this opening Wednesday of the Class 4A tournament. And fact is, Brad and I could talk to you for the next 25 minutes until the second game of the session between Burlington and Ames tips off at 12:15. But what fun would that be? Just like during football season, we always turned it over to from John Flaherty and myself over to head coach Jim Krekel. We're going to do the same today. I was able to grab Coach Caleb Akey, and we went back to the bowels of the auditorium for about 7 minutes and 44 seconds, as I've been told. And he had some thoughts on today's game, especially about the mindset of his team and what to expect from the Ames Little Cyclones. That's coming up on the other side of this timeout. It's the pregame show, Burlington and Ames. Game 2 of today's session, the opener of the Class 4A State Tournament for the Greyhounds. You're listening to Iowa High School State Basketball Tournament action. The Greyhounds are coming up in about 25 minutes. Caleb Akey on the other side of this on KBUR.
I can't believe I just scratched that car. Find my insurance card.
Dude, what do you have in this glove box? Ew, are these socks dirty?
Oh, forget about the socks. I need my insurance card.
Just pull it up on the State Farm mobile app.
But I can do that? Oh, hey, I can do that.
Yep, it's called service.
I can file a claim on here, too?
Yeah, it's called service.
Whoa, I could call my agent, too?
It's called service.
See your State Farm agent, Matt Rinker, for a quote today.
Years and years of excavating, landscaping, and yard beautification. I guess you could say makes one a professional when it comes to yard care. Thinking of a fire pit, a new patio, backyard flower garden, a few trees? First, talk with Scott Zeiser, Zeiser's Landscaping and Florist. Zeiser's is more than just landscaping. It's also a full-line floral shop that can create an arrangement for any occasion. Come to Zeiser's and talk with Scott. Landscaping, retaining walls, seating, ornamental and shade trees. Zeiser Landscaping and Florist on Sunnyside in Burlington.
At Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we believe in the power of relationships. From our tellers to our loan officers, you're sure to be treated with the hometown service you deserve when you call a branch or walk in our doors. The commitment and trust built under the Pilot Grove name will give you the reassurance needed to choose us as your financial partner. We have 14 convenient locations in Lee, Henry, Jefferson, and Des Moines counties, and we hope you will count on us for your next financial endeavor. We're Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
Well, Coach, it's been 35 years. I mean, it's been 8 days since you guys clinched your tournament berth up here. So talk to me a little bit about what this past week has been. By the way, joined by head coach Caleb Bakey. I guess I should introduce you before we get into this, but talk about this week of preparation.
It's been a really long week. I'm not going to lie. It's been really fun. You know, there's a lot of happy people. It goes beyond just our basketball program. You know, there's a lot of people elated for us. And so then you have activities and interviews and dinners and things like that, and it makes the week pretty long, but it's worth every bit of it, and we're just thankful to be up here today and today's game day.
Well, I asked you as we were walking back to the bowels of Wells Fargo, how are the boys doing this morning? It's, you know, obviously a lot of nerves, I would guess, but you made a pretty telling comment as we were walking.
Yeah, the comment I say is they just don't know any better, you know, and sometimes that can work in your favor really well. You know, it's not like they've been here and experienced losses and heartbreak and intimidation and things like that. We came last night. They thought it was really cool, soaked it all in, and now they're ready to just go play. So, you know, I can't sit here and predict the outcome of the game, but I know our kids are not intimidated. They're going to go out and give everything they got.
What's the biggest challenge beyond the fact that Ames is a pretty good team, obviously number one seed, and we'll talk about them in a little more detail as the interview goes on, but what's the biggest challenge outside of the actual gameplay?
You know, there's just a lot of little things, you know, that we've played 24 games this year, and every one of them they've slept in their own bed the night before. You know, this time we slept in a hotel. They know we're going to be here all week, so even though they want to focus on the game, they're still trying to plan out what we could possibly do for activities. Shooting in an arena like this is very difficult. We did have the opportunity, thanks to Monica Myers. She got us into Carver Hawkeye Arena. So we had the chance to go in and shoot in this atmosphere, but it's still a little different. You know, you got all these people, all this open space. So little things like that can really what wear on a team. You know, I think the kids feel confident. You know, they haven't seemed to be intimidated by it yet. So,
if there is one disadvantage, you touched on it, Brad and I talked about it on the way up today, is the depth issue. When you're playing at Johansson Gymnasium, you've got a wall that's 6 feet behind your backboard. Here, there are seats as far as the eye can see. Right. Practicing at Carver had to have helped, but if there was a disadvantage, Ames has been here before, you have not.
Right, absolutely. You know, And even just playing here one time, you know, is something that basketball players can store in their memory bank and use. And unfortunately, we don't have that. But, you know, I'll be honest with you, that's part of the excitement for the whole thing. You know, part of the excitement for the kids is, oh, crap, we've never been there before. Let's go do it, you know. And fans, kids seeing, you know, there's going to be a lot of people at the game today that weren't around in 1987. So, they don't care about all that stuff. I don't care where the basket is. You know, the old Hoosiers thing is, you know, measure the free throw, you know, the height of the rim, the free throw line. So, you know, we kind of got that going too.
Well, let's talk about the matchup. Number one, Ames comes in at 21-3. One of those losses was to one of the top teams in Missouri out of St. Louis. They've got two kids on their roster that at one's a D1 commit, one is almost a D1 commit in the guard court. So this is going to be a challenge unlike anything you've seen so far.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they're really good. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, everybody's going to be good when you get to this point in the season. But super athletic. They do have some length. They're not quite as long as I had initially thought. They do have tall guys, but we played a couple teams. You know, they're really similar to Iowa City West in size. I know their defense is outstanding, you know, 41 something a game, and we just got to be ready to withstand the physical aspect of the game. And again, I always say this, I know it's a coaching cliche, but peaks and valleys, you know, there will be things go wrong for us. You know, it's high school basketball. There's also going to be good things for us, and we need to just manage both of those, you know, not get too high, not get too low, and just go out and play. And that's all I can ask for.
So conventional wisdom for me coming up talking to Brad was be in a position to have a chance in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. Conversely, first 4 minutes of tonight's game are going to be pretty important to not let the emotions overcome you. To you, what's more important? I mean, is it obviously you want to be in a position, but how important are the, I guess I should say this, how important are the first 4 minutes, that first half of the first quarter?
They're really huge because we do have a history of getting down. You know, we were down to Iowa City West like 13, and PV had us down like 7, and we've had other games where we've been down 14 to nothing. You know, you can battle back in some of those games. Playing a team like Ames, you can't. So the first 4 minutes are huge. Hopefully they have the same type of nerves we do, you know, and just that it's a state game, and try to get that stuff out of us. But you know, one thing we're going to do, since I'm assuming not a lot of Ames people are tuning in to this station anyway, you know, their one weakness is a three-point shot. So we're going to still do what we do, but we're going to try to force them to want to take that shot. And with the game plan that the coaches and I come up with, the kids are buying into it. You know, if that works in our favor at the beginning, we should have a pretty good 4 minutes. If they come out on fire like some of these teams have, might be a long day.
Well, you know, the thing I think that Burlington has going in your favor, you've had experience playing the best. And I mean that in the respect that they may not be Ames good, but you beat Fort Madison twice, who at one time was the number one team in Class 3A. You go on the road to beat Iowa City West. That was ranked in the top six at various points of the season. Then you have to beat number two PV, the only undefeated team in Class 4A to get here. So when you talk about they're not afraid of anybody, they're not intimidated, I got to believe that's where all that starts.
Oh, absolutely, you know. And they've played a lot of sports. Forever, actually, at the pep rally, I kind of made a comment about playing multiple sports, so you gain that kind of confidence in those clutch situations. Jack Carlson played on a playoff football team. He didn't score a point against Pleasant Valley, but if he doesn't play football, I don't think he battles like that. Tyson Nate hit big golf shots all year. Dayton hit big golf shots all year. Here they are in the biggest game of their life in basketball, shooting it like it's nothing. So all that stuff translates. Again, they're just not scared. Our guys are confident in their ability. They've been in tough situations before. And like I said, they don't know any better. All they know is go out, play hard, and hope you get the win.
Well, I told you I'd keep you 7 minutes. We've hit that mark. I will tell you this. I will leave you with this thought.
All right.
If you believe in numerology, the last time, 35 years ago, a Burlington team faced the number one seed at the state tournament, they were 17-7. Coach, what's your record coming into today?
We are 17-7.
Sounds like a win. Coach, go get him. We'll talk again after the game.
All right. Thank you.
Head coach Caleb Akey of your Burlington Greyhounds. Tip-off coming up in just a few minutes right here on KBUR.
Agriculture and business ventures can be stressful. I would like to help relieve some of that stress. I'm Max Mercer with Danville State Savings Bank. I invite you to become part of the Danville Bank family, where we give you the time and respect that you deserve. When you're ready, so are we.
Just one more way the team at Danville State Savings Bank goes the extra mile. They believe that local business people and farmers like you are the backbone of the community.
Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Does your home present a good image of you winter, spring, summer, and fall? Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. If your home is not projecting a positive vibe to passersby, maybe it's time for a facelift. Stop into Ritter's and see what Chris, Ryan, and their crews can do to make your home say, this is a person of style and taste. Colorful spring flowers from planties designed for your individual likes and style, followed by beautiful, usable summer spaces with patios, pergolas, and water features, designed with your usage in mind, whether it be entertaining friends and relatives or relaxing private areas for you to reflect reflect and unwind. Fall brings an array of foliage color perfect for watching sporting events or playing them with your own family. Chris can design a concept just for you. Ritter's can also professionally design an outdoor lighting system to highlight your home's unique style and architecture. This creates a drive-by vision that would make any Christmas card envious. Stop in or call and see why people really do say,
"Wow, it must be by Ritter's." Life is anything but stationary. Hi, this is Melinda Bickle with Bickle Cycling and Fitness. When it comes to our mind, body, and spirit, we know exercise is essential to our well-being. The ability to improve heart health and boost muscle endurance for a steady stream of feel-good endorphins is a great way to fight off stress and get better rest. In this season, many are looking to bring home the gym. And at Bickle's, we offer club-quality equipment that you can use from the comfort of home on your own time. Bickle's offers spin bikes, ellipticals, treadmills, along with trainers, bench presses, and free weights, all from reliable fitness brands including True, Inspire, Life Fitness, and Horizon. Bickle's certified technicians provide local free delivery, in-home service, and installation on products that last, are easy to use, and interactive with today's technology, allowing you to even stream live and on-demand classes from the convenience of home. So, go ahead and press play on your fitness goals. Do something today that your future self will thank you for. Bickle's Cycling and Fitness in West Burlington, Iowa.
Back here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines as the pregame show rolls on. And the first game is in the book. Cedar Rapids Kennedy knocks off Waukee Northwest by the score of 61-55. So we know who the winner of this second game of the day between Burlington Ames will take on tomorrow night. It'll be the Cougars from Cedar Rapids Kennedy. And a game, Brad, that started off very even, tied at the end of one, tied at halftime. And just over the course of the third quarter into the fourth quarter, Kennedy was able to get enough pressure on the guards of Northwest, create some turnovers, hit some big shots, and actually led by as much as 10 midway through the fourth quarter before Waukee was able to close that gap.
Yeah, that was a 4-5 game, I think, and Kennedy looked to be in control most of it. Waukee's young, though. I don't think they started or even played a senior, so they got some they got some youth out there. You know, they got one of the best players in the nation, or not in the nation, but in the state, and that Sanford kid, he's a junior. And they got a couple sophomores that hit double figures in that as well, so I'm sure they'll be able to make a run at it again.
And, of course, that name Sanford might ring a bell for you Hawkeye fans. Peyton Sanford, a freshman on the Hawkeyes right now. Brother Price played during that first game, sees his season come to an end for Waukee Northwest. On the other side of the bracket, number 2 seed Cedar Falls will take on number 7 seed Cedar Rapids Prairie in the game directly following this one. And then Johnston and Ankeny, number 3 Johnston, number 6 Ankeny, will conclude the four-game set in Class 4A today before they clear the four for the Class 1A semifinals in the two games tonight. The teams have taken the floor, and it's, you know, you can tell there's some nervous energy out here on the Greyhound side, which is just to our left as we sit courtside here at Wells Fargo.
Wouldn't probably. I'm sure there is. I'm not nervous.
I am. I said that in the pregame.
I'm pretty excited. like I said before, these guys come in and they work. The first 4 minutes is going to tell a lot. You know, you got to get your just. It's similar to when we were up in Muscatine. You got to channel your emotions, get your game under control. This Ames group right here. I've talked to a couple people I know up here. They're pretty good, and I would expect they're going to come out, put some pressure on you, make you play their way, take you completely out of the way you're used to playing, and well. If they're able to do that, then we got to figure out a way to counter. And up here, you can find a lot out in 4 minutes. So I think how we come out in that first 4 minutes is going to tell how it's going to go the rest of the way.
Well, let's set up this game a little bit with a little background information on both teams. Burlington comes in with a record of 17-7 overall, making their first trip to Des Moines since 1987. We've kind of beat that one into the ground. I have, not Brad as much as me. 7-5 against teams that are greater than or are 500 or better, I should say. 10-1 against teams that are under 500, which makes no difference today. But it just tells you Burlington this season was able to get to this point by taking care of business against teams that they should have beaten, against teams that share Class 4A with them. They are 6-3. Ames, on the other hand, they are 11-0 against teams that are less than 500. The stat that matters, though, 9-2 against teams that are 500 or better, 20-2 against teams in Class 4A. That only other game they played was against a team called Christian Brothers College out of St. Louis in Missouri, one of the top teams in the state of Missouri.
I think it was a county. Christian Brothers County. But
oh, I took CO to mean, yeah. I think I read college. Okay, that correct was, me. Go ahead. I don't care.
I think those are probably classic games, and those are invitation-only games. And typically, those bordering states will they'll invite high-ranked players. And like you said before, Ames got a couple of kids that are Division I recruits, and I think one of them might have already signed with Iowa State. And that's how you get down there to those games. That's pretty good competition.
Don't ever correct me on the air again.
Don't ever say college
just,
and high school.
Just let it
go. I just didn't want you to get in
just
trouble.
Let it go.
I didn't want you to get in
let
trouble.
Let it go.
All right.
Got to learn these things. Ames are seven-time state champions, last winning the championship in 2010, the second of back-to-back state championships they would have. They finished as a runner-up three times, 44-17 all-time, in their 25th appearance here in Des Moines. Head coach Vance Downs is making his sixth trip to state, I should say. And their route to get to Des Moines was a win against Council Bluffs Lincoln by the score of 54-37. I take that back. Their route was not last year when they were here. They lost in the semifinals. They defeated Council Bluffs Lincoln 54-37. Before losing to Waukee, the team that just lost in the semifinals, 71-36. Burlington, on the other hand, as we've talked about, defeated two teams who were ranked in the top 10 throughout the season in order to get here, defeating Iowa City West at Iowa City West, and then taking care of business against the only undefeated team at the time left in Class 4A in PV last Tuesday night in Muscatine. Three-time state runners-up for the Greyhounds in 1927, 56, and 86. They are 16-15 all-time, making their 13th, lucky number 13th appearance here at state. Number 6 in 1987 was Burlington, knocked off number 3 Cedar Rapids, Washington, number 7 Des Moines Hoover, and the top-seeded West Des Moines Valley to win the title that year. So as I said, the last time Burlington played the number 1 seed in Des Moines, they were 17-7. Just as they see, I'm big into superstition.
I wonder if they had not lost a game since January 28th. That team.
I don't know. Could
we'll
be.
Have to Google it.
I don't think so. They, and that team, actually, if you're making parallels between 87 and 22, not too dissimilar in the fact that that team was a middling 500 ball club until after Christmas. Yeah. They were not anything special. In fact, went into the tournament. Read the record of 11-7, and then 12-7, then reeled off three wins to get here, three more here. They finished 18-7, but it was not a team, you know, of those teams, those four in a row that finished in the Final Four from 84, 85, 86, and 87, probably the least talented, but the best team of that run. Head coach Caleb Akey is making his first trip to state. All time, his record as a head coach, I saw it earlier, he's 48-39. Head coach Vance Downs for Ames is 282-138. And the only parallel, and I am grasping at straws a little bit, but Burlington's never been an 8 seed coming up here facing the top seed in the first round. 2000, the Burlington High School baseball team went to state with a record of 17-20, did have a tie as well. They were the 8th seed going into a game against West Des Moines Dowling, who had 4 kids who ended up being drafted and who had accounted for 46 home runs during the course of the regular season. Drew Shader threw a shutout, beats Dowling. The Maroons go home 4-0 losers to the Greyhounds. And I know it's completely different sports, but the point is, the only people who had to believe that day were the guys in the dugout, specifically Shader on the mound. The only guys that have to believe today are the guys suiting up in black on the other sideline for the Greyhounds.
Yeah, I don't think there's a whole lot of people up here on the other side giving Burlington much of a chance. And I'll be totally honest with you, that's the way I'd like to walk into that game. But I don't think that's going to be the case. I think this group will come out focused on Burlington's got – they had to get some attention with the wins that they had to get to here. But again, you're dealing with high school athletes.
Well,
and sometimes you it doesn't matter who you beat or what your record is and things like that. They overlook things. So.
Well, and to piggyback on that, let's flip it over to Ames. Here's a team at Ames. It's 20-3 coming in. Highly touted, tremendous individual athletes. They are still 16, 17, and 18-year-old kids themselves. And no matter how much we as coaches try and coach it out of them, you can't overlook anybody. You got to go on the floor. You got to win it between the lines. There is the thought that they could absolutely say, well, Burlington got here by luck. They're an 8 seed for a reason. And then not come out and play their best game. And if that happens, then Burlington's got to be ready to pounce.
Right. And that's what you kind of hope for in this type of situation. As I sit there and watch them warm up a little bit, you know, you look at them and they are athletic. And I'm sure they're a good ball club. But I have no doubt in my mind from the time that this buzzer sounds to start this game, this Burlington team's going to give them everything they want. And I think they'll make a good impression up here. And regardless of what happens, man, it's been a long time.
Well, and this is also another way to look at this, too, is that another point of pride. We and maybe not I talk a lot about the black eyes that Burlington Community School District and Burlington High School has taken over the course of the last 15 years, let's say. You know what? Pick a subject, and sometimes people can rain on that parade. But when you look at boys athletics as it stands right now, Burlington baseball has won back-to-back conference championships. Boys golf went to state this year. Football goes back to the playoffs for the first time in quite some time. So the trend is obviously upward, and this just kind of continues to reflect such good things. And not only on the floor, but you didn't hear anything about these kids doing anything outside the doors that made the program, made the community, yeah, made the school look bad. This is a tremendously easy team to root for.
They play
and
hard.
I'm biased.
And they play hard. And they play the right way. And I was talking to a buddy of mine over there in the stands who's played with me when I was in high school, Jamie Pettigrew, who's involved in the AAU programs up in Iowa City. Very familiar with this Ames group. It's a representation of the community. What is it? 3 or 4 years ago, they're in a
73-game losing streak.
They're not winning a game.
Yeah.
And the program, these kids, you got young kids looking up to these guys. And that's something, they're never going to forget this. I'm not going to take anything away from making a football playoff. You know, that's a great accomplishment too, but you're playing 3 hours away in the capital.
Yeah.
Against probably one of the more solid teams in the state, and things go your way. We're coming back on the third Friday.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
So I might have to put in for another day off.
Well, we can cross our fingers and certainly hope so. Well, we're going to step away for the final time during the pregame show. We are inside of the final 2 minutes as the teams continue to warm up on the floor. And then we will get into the starting introductions, and we'll probably come back somewhere in the middle of those. And then you know what? It's going to be tip time for game two. Game number one, game two of the session, game one for Burlington and Ames here at the Class 4A State Tournament in the year 2022. Burlington trying to see their season extended at least another 24 hours as they try and pull the upset today here in Des Moines against the Ames Little Cyclones. We're going to step away for the final time. When we come back, it's going to be time for tip. You're listening to Greyhound State Tournament Basketball on KBUR.
I can't believe I just scratched that car. Find my insurance card.
Dude, what do you have in this glove box? Ew, are these socks dirty?
Oh, forget about the socks. I need my insurance card.
Just pull it up on the State Farm mobile app.
But I can do that? Oh, hey, I can do that.
Yep, it's called service.
I can file a claim on here, too?
Yeah, it's called service.
Whoa, I can call my agent, too?
It's called service.
See your State Farm agent, Matt Rinker, for a quote today.
years and years of excavating, landscaping, and yard beautification. I guess you could say makes one a professional when it comes to yard care. Thinking of a fire pit, a new patio, backyard flower garden, a few trees? First, talk with Scott Zeiser, Zeiser's Landscaping and Florist. Zeiser's is more than just landscaping. It's also a full-line floral shop that can create an arrangement for any occasion. Come to Zeiser's and talk with Scott. Landscaping, retaining walls, seating, ornamental and shade trees. Zeiser Landscaping and Florist on Sunnyside in Burlington.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
At Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we believe in the power of relationships. From our tellers to our loan officers, you're sure to be treated with the hometown service you deserve when you call a branch or walk in our doors. The commitment and trust built under the Pilot Grove name will give you the reassurance needed to choose us as your financial partner. We have 14 convenient locations in Lee, Henry, Jefferson, and Des Moines counties, and we hope you will count on us for your next financial endeavor. We're Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You can trust Bob Dodd's Insurance and Grinnell Mutual to take care of you today and tomorrow. Serving you is their specialty because they make your needs their priority. Get coverage from the people you know will be there when you need them most. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodd's Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 1-800-642-6591 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Back here at the well, Wells Fargo Arena, as they are in the middle, is Mr. PA announcer of introducing tonight's non-starters. Then it'll be the starters, then no anthem. They did it before the first game, so no anthem. And then we'll get into this one, you know. And, you know, Brad, as we count down to tip-off, obviously now the starters on both sides, probably more predominantly over on the Burlington side, are trying to control heart rate, are trying to control their emotions, are trying to focus on the task at hand, be excited but not get too excited, be emotional but not too, you know, all of these dichotomies that are working inside. You know, I can't imagine, because I was never a player in a state tournament, but I can only imagine that is the biggest challenge facing these kids. It's not going to be shooting the basketball. It's going to be the first 2 minutes of realizing it's still just a basketball game, but I got to overcome that in order to perform.
Yeah, it's moving extremely slow right now for these guys. They're just wanting to get through this part of it. You know, all these introductions, which is good. They should recognize these guys for getting up here. It's a team sport. All 12, 15 guys need to be recognized, coaches. I mean, I'm ready to go. I feel like I'm on the blocks. Let's go.
I wish you were. We could use your size on the inside.
On the sprint
right
blocks, not the post
block. Oh, I thought you meant on the post block. I said, you know, we could certainly use you in the post today.
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
Well, offensively, these teams are very similar. Burlington comes in averaging 58 points a game. Ames averaging 58.2. A little skewed given the difference in competition. Burlington, as we've talked about at various points, has played predominantly a 3A schedule. Ames, when you look at their competition, Waukee Northwest, Ankeny Centennial, Marshalltown, Des Moines Dowling, Des Moines Lincoln, Mason City, a lot of big schools, and they're holding opponents to just short of 43 per game. Burlington holding opponents to just over 52. So it's a big task ahead of the for the Burlington Greyhounds. On the boards, the two teams pretty even. In fact, Burlington a little stronger offensively on the boards, Ames a little stronger defensively, so that's going to probably cancel each other out. Neither team turns the ball over too much. Ames is sixth in Class 4A coming in. Burlington is 12th. Burlington will take the basketball away, however, second in the state in turnovers, 15th in the state for Ames. And the big difference in these two teams may come down to three-point shooting. Burlington a little bit stronger, 48 schools, they rank 36th. Ames, as Caleb said in the pregame show, if they have a weakness, it may come from beyond the arc. and you want to be in a position where they have to take a few threes to do what they want to do.
I'd love to see that. And this is a good defensive ball club at Burlington, I think. You're right, there's a difference in competition throughout the regular season. The Des Moines Metro League and, well, it's called the Central Iowa Metro League, I think now. I think there's three different
CIML,
divisions.
Right.
But you've got to come to play every night in that league. And, you know, down in our area, Burlington had to scramble and find some games, but you can see right here, you know, even though they play a 3A schedule, say what you want about it, they didn't play a 3A schedule to get here on the postseason. And here we are. Coach has been introduced, and let's get ready to roll.
So your starting lineup for the Greyhounds was the same starting lineup you saw last Tuesday night in Muscatine in the game against Pleasant Valley. In the guard court will be Nate Spear and Tice Bertelschofer. Bertelschofer will push the point. Amarion Davis and Jackson Carlson are your wings. Markeesh Lewis, if there is such a thing in this offense, he's your man in the middle. So it's Spear, Davis, Bertelschofer, Carlson, and Lewis for the Greyhounds. For Ames, it'll be in the guard court Taman Lipsy and Travion LeBou. Those are two names you want to take note of, as well as Lucas Luth and Devin Settle. They'll be your gentlemen on the wings. And then in the middle, Corey Phillips, number 52, the most sizable girth-wise of Ames, not the tallest, but the thickest and the widest, will go inside to take on Lewis. So we're about ready to go. Jackson Carlson and Travion LeBou at the center circles. We begin a return to the state tournament for your Burlington Greyhounds, and LeBou wins the tip to Luke, and we're underway. Burlington comes out in a man-to-man defense to get things started here to open up in the first quarter. Little rotation on the outside, then a throwaway. Amarion Davis steps into the passing lane, and immediately a turnover for the Greyhounds.
Amarion read that pass all the way in there and looked like a set play.
Bertelschofer pass in the lane to Lewis, lost his footing, tried to get it to Carlson, runs it down, gets it to Spear. He comes down with it, and he's going to get called for a walk. Okay. I never thought he had control, but a traveling violation.
A little scramble for the ball, but I think you have to have possession of the thing in order to walk. But let's get another defensive possession.
So Lipsy, the Iowa State commit, will pass it into the front court to LeBou, back to Lipsy, and he'll set up the offense between the circles. No score, just underway, 7:20 and counting here in the first quarter.
Dropped into a zone.
Lipsy almost threw it away again. Davis knocks it out of bounds as he tried to get it on the right block to LeBou.
Can't tell right now if they're playing off of Lipsy and forcing him, make him shoot. And that's a good game plan.
I'm going to actually say LeBou. It's got the French spelling.
A five-second
violation as Lipsy could not find anybody to pass it into from underneath his own basket. And another turnover, the second of the quarter, gives it back to the Greyhounds. No score, a minute in. Bertelschofer across the timeline between his legs, gets it near side to Spear, between the circles, Lewis. Davis now, right elbow extended, drives into the lane, picks up his dribble, kicks it to Spear. Spear picked up, top of the key to Lewis. Lewis, two dribbles to Davis. Just passing on the exterior of the defense is Burlington. Shielded now. Carlson will drive into the lane. Kicks it out to Lewis. Top of the key. Thought about the three. Now stop and pop from 17. Too long. Rebound pulled to the air by LeBou. LeBou gets it to Lipsy.
Lipsy.
Coast to coast. Up and over Lewis. Missed the shot. LeBou with the rebound. Had it stripped. Back to Lipsy. Tried to fadeaway jumper from the baseline. No good. Rebound Davis.
That's good transition defense on Burlington. They got back and challenged the shot of Lipsy. Ames got the offensive rebound, but they were able to miss that shot and get the defensive rebound.
Davis going to try a long three from the far corner. Splashdown! First three of the night for Amarion Davis. And it's 3-0, but quickly ahead comes Ames and Lucas Luth going coast to coast, and it's 3-2.
Can't celebrate. You gotta pick these guys up.
Nate Spear with it between the circles to Bertelschofer. Trying to get around LeBou. Dishes to Lewis. Drives right of the lane. Had his shot partially blocked. Pulled out by Phillips.
Coast to coast
is Lipsy up and over Bertelschofer. Missed the shot. Could have been called a foul on Tice, but it wasn't. Rebound to Spear. Here come the Greyhounds now the other way. Bertelschofer near side. Right in front of us at the scorer's table. Top of the key to Lewis. Far corner to Davis where he just made the three. Top of the key now to Carlson, to Bertelschofer. Davis thought about the three from the top. Instead, dribbles a couple of times, picks it up. Carlson, Bertelschofer. He'll take the three from the top of the key. Banked it in.
And a foul. Get it. You got to call that. Get back.
And quickly ahead to Luth again, ahead of the pack, and he throws it down with authority. So two threes and two transition buckets for Ames makes it 6-4.
Coach Akey's letting them know. That's two baskets and two transition. One, that one was a dunk.
Carlson drives left to the lane and puts it up and in with the right hand. His first two, and it's 8-4. Lipsy now over the top of the defense to Luth. Back to Lipsy. He'll set it up near midcourt. Dribbles right side across the top of the defense to Phillips. Long three on the way for the big man. No good. Rebound Lewis, who got fouled by Lipsy, who tried to hack it out of his hands. That'll be the first on Taman Lipsy and the first foul of the day. 4:33 remaining first quarter. It's a media timeout. We don't have those during the regular season, but we got one today. Back in 1 minute on KBUR. Greyhounds lead 8-4.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we'd like to thank our Swedish friends for bringing the buffet to America. They called it the smorgasbord, but it was a success anyway. So we started our own buffet and loaded it up with pizza, chicken, sides, salads, and cactus bread. And you can even request any pizza you want anytime you visit. We call it Buffet Your Way, because smorgasbord your way, well, that doesn't rhyme at all. Pizza Ranch. Mmm.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
Agriculture and business ventures can be stressful. I would like to help relieve some of that stress. I'm Max Mercer with Danville State Savings Bank. I invite you to become part of the Danville Bank family, where we give you the time and respect that you deserve. When you're ready, so are we.
Just one more way the team at Danville State Savings Bank goes the extra mile. They believe that local business people and farmers like you are the backbone of the community.
Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here in Des Moines, got to give a big shout out to Matt Rinker, State Farm Insurance, and Zeiser's Landscaping and Greenhouse, your two major sponsors for today. Brad, do I have a bald spot developing?
That would be my head on that.
So a good buddy of mine, Will Wieman,
yeah,
just texted me. I think it's to throw me off my game. Texted me, said, you have a bald spot developing. And now is it there?
I don't see it.
All right, good. I mean, he's a big fat liar anyway, so I don't trust anything he says. 8-4 Greyhounds on top.
I'm not getting those text messages, though.
No, you got people behind you saying, man, I got to wear my sunglasses because the lights are shining off your dome.
I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't paying attention on which team called this timeout. But if Ames called this timeout, I think you're going to see a little bit of pressure.
Both teams have four timeouts remaining, so that was a media timeout.
Okay.
Greyhounds by four. They've doubled up Ames so far, 8-4, halfway through the first quarter. Man-to-man defense for Ames still. Spear with it, 30 from the hoop. Gets it to Carlson. Carlson dribbles once, hands it to Lewis. Lewis guarded by Luth. Gets a screen from Carlson. Can't do anything with it.
Nope.
Tried to lob it to Carlson, picked up by Phillips. Here comes Ames the other way. Lipsy across the timeline. Luth thought about the three, instead gives it to Devin Settle. He'll back it back out to Lipsy. He'll set up the offense with just under four remaining in the opening quarter.
I like this game plan by Burlington, dropping back in the zone. Ames, even though they only score 58 points a game, this is not what they wanted to do.
Drive to the hole and some harm for Travion LeBeau as he gets it to go. He'll get a free throw as there's going to be a foul called on Tyce Bertelschofer, who came over on help defense to try and provide help. Instead, he commits the foul, and it's 8-6.
Well, as I say that, they get to the lane off the zone. But we mentioned it before the tip. First 4 minutes could tell how this game's going to go. 3:47 left in the first quarter. We're out two.
Free throw is no good by LeBeau. Rebound to Lewis. And I apologize in advance if you hear me cough. I got a bit of a tickle, but I'm trying to work my way through it. Persevere. Carlson, top of the key. Lewis. Really in your shorts, tight man-to-man defense,
yeah,
for Ames.
Yeah, they've picked up their defensive intensity since that timeout.
Jack Winters checked into the ballgame for the first time for the Little Cyclones. Now here's a throwaway from Bertelschofer to Lipsy. He's going to go coast to coast, lay it up and in from the left side for the right hand, and we're tied at 8. Dice knew it, put his head down after he threw it away. Lewis from the left elbow, air ball, came up short, saved from going out of bounds by Lipsy.
This is the game. To LeBeau. This is what they want to do right here.
Luth now back to LeBeau to Lipsy. Lipsy trying to shake and bake around Davis. Gets it to Winter, top of the key, LeBeau, Winter. Now Lipsy. He'll walk it back out to the top of the key, gets it to Phillips. Phillips, the big man, 20 from the hoop, to Luth. Left-handed dribble by Luth. Now they play catch. Winter's going to try a three to take the lead. No good, too long. Rebound run down by Bertelschofer, 2.5 remaining first quarter.
We'll take that shot. Good defensive rotation on Burlington's part, that possession.
Ice gets it across the timeline, threw it away again. Lipsy stepped into the passing lane. He's got to take care of the basketball. Hands it to LeBeau, missed the bunny. Missed the layup, rebounded by Carlson.
Ball fakes on this end. Last two possessions, they've overplayed the passing lane. Got to use the ball fake.
Davis, beyond the NBA line, backs it out. Or make that the college line, I guess. Now he's going to drive left to the lane, picks up his dribble to Lewis. Top of the key, Carlson for three. Splashdown! Man, my voice cracked on that one. Jackson's got five now, and Greyhounds back on top at 11-8.
Jack caught that one ready to shoot.
Puberty is hard. Did you hear my voice crack on that?
I heard it. Once again, Burlington's forcing Ames to run an offense. They can let them slow it down. That's fine.
Minute and a half remaining,
and
Lipsy threw it away. He thought Phillips was going to go more toward the near corner. Instead, Phillips stayed on the block. Lipsy threw it out of bounds. And there's I don't know if there's an apathy, a lethargy, or what from Ames right now, but they're just not playing with a ton of energy.
I don't know if that Burlington cheerleader would have been able to catch that pass. But Burlington's playing that 2-3 zone. Ames, Lipsy's a penetrator. And that zone's got them out of sync right now, I think.
Juan Reyes, J.J. Reyes, and J.J. Martin into the lineup for the first time today for the Greyhounds. They join Davis, Spear, and Carlson. Davis with the basketball, minute remaining first quarter. Got fouled. Oh, no, they're going to call a traveling violation. Davis drove right of the lane, had contact made by Lipsy, and they're going to say he walked instead of got fouled.
All right, well. They're not going to call what we're used to up here. So let's deal with it and get the ball back.
Luth and Winter playing catch in the backcourt. Finally gets it to Lipsy with 50 seconds remaining in the opening quarter. Burlington 11, Ames 8.
I like it. Let's get a good possession again.
Kind of a 1-2-2 matchup zone now. Jackson Carlson kind of going back and forth.
Make him hit it.
What's the word I'm looking for? It's just a zone that's kind of adjusting to where Ames goes. 28 seconds remaining in the quarter. Ames may be content just to run out the first quarter clock. Winter to Luth, far side Lipsy. Drives left baseline, pulls it back out. 18 seconds. Lipsy across the top of the defense to Winter. Winter with 13. Backs it out to Luth.
Watch that high post.
Back to Winter. He'll try a three with eight. Missed it. Rebound tip to J.J. Martin going the other direction. Lipsy just kind of gave him a shoulder block. No call. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Greyhounds, but how's that not a foul?
Well, I don't know. But
2 seconds. 1 second. J.J. from half court going to come up short. So if they're going to call it different, that's fine. But we got to start throwing some body blows and hip checks as well. There's a quarter in the books. Burlington 11, Ames 8. Back in 1 minute on KBUR. You're listening to the Boys High School Iowa State Basketball Tournament on KBUR.
At Rangeman's Flooring America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Rangeman's. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Reinschmidt's Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Brad Homick, Scott Mason at courtside at the Iowa State basketball tournament. Burlington leads 11-8 after the first quarter against the top seed Ames Little Cyclones. We talked about surviving the first 4 minutes, Brad. I think we survived the first 8 minutes just fine.
I don't know if you were listening or not on the way up here, but I said, I don't know if we're going to play four quarters today or eight quarters. And these, you know, if you're going to break it down into 4 minute increments, like eight quarters, we've won the first two. So I said it, these guys play hard, and that's what they're doing. They're playing, made a couple mistakes down here on the offensive end. Ames is overplaying the power. That's when you hit them with the back door. Pleasant Valley was doing that to us last week, and we shut that down. So we just gotta stay within our game right here, limit the transition opportunities for Ames, and make them shoot. And that seems to be the recipe right now.
Greyhounds have not trailed so far. One tie at 8-8. Otherwise, the biggest lead of the quarter was 4 points on two occasions for the Greyhounds at 6-2 and 8-4. J.J. Martin gets the ball to start the second quarter, gets it to Amarion Davis in the near corner. He'll dribble to the top of the key, back it out. He's got Corey Phillips on him, and Phillips is going to be called for a hand check. The big man just can't keep up with Davis. That's Phillips' first. And the Greyhounds will have it underneath their own basket left of the lane.
I think they're coming out more aggressive defensively. They're up on us a little bit more.
Davis inbounds to Reyes. Gives it back to Davis. Drives around Phillips again in the lane. Kicks it out to Lewis, far corner. Lewis trying to drive baseline. Gets Luth up in the air. And got Luth to commit the foul. And Lewis is going to go to the line to shoot a pair.
Good strong move by Marquise down there. Nice catch. Catch off the pass and through the pump fake. And again, against athletic teams like this, pump fakes are going to work, especially against the guards.
Lucas Luth's first foul sends Lewis to the line, but he misses the first. Something to keep an eye on. Burlington shooting just 65.6 from the line this year. Missed the first one of the day. Three dribbles, spins it, puts it up. That one rims out. Rebound run down by LeBeau. He'll get it to Lipsy, who brings it up. Missed opportunity there for Lewis and the Greyhounds. Settle. Dribbles top of the key. Gets it to LeBeau. LeBeau, near side Lipsy. Beyond the arc. Left-handed dribble. Top of the key, Phillips. 2-3 zone. Still in play for the Greyhounds. Luth going to try a three now. Off the front of the rim. Rebound skied and rebounded by Davis. Here come the Greyhounds leading by three as we hit the seven-minute mark remaining in the first half. J.J. Martin sets up the offense between the circles. Dribbles to the left side. Backs it out, guarded by Settle. Gets it to Reyes. He'll drive into the lane. J.J. hands to Lewis. Out to Bertelschofer. Thought about the three. Instead, far corner to Davis. To Martin.
All right, bring it back around. Bring it back around.
Far corner, Davis tries a three. In and out. Rattled in, rattled out. Rebound, Lipsy.
I would like to see one more ball reversal. Split the lane. Easy layup.
Lipsy to the hole, split a double team, and it's 11-10. Well, he's going to get his.
Yep.
There's no doubt. The kid's a talent. You could tell by the first minute or first quarter plus. You just got to limit the damage to the other four on the floor. Bertelschofer between the circles, guarded by LeBeau. Bounce pass Reyes.
Bring it back
corner
around.
Lewis.
Reverse
Lewis
it.
Guarded by Lou. To Davis, top of the key, between his legs. Up into the hole aggressively around Lipsy. Missed a shot, got it back, put it up and in.
That's what you got to do. Second effort. Opportunities. Here's another break, Scott.
And Luth with his second dunk of the day, and it's 13-12. Third time a converted bucket, or converted as most would say, for the Greyhounds turns into a transition opportunity the other way for Ames. 13-12, Greyhounds by one.
Nice
Reyes
catch.
In the lane. Athletic
Beautiful
play.
Catch. Get back. He's already out.
15-12. Greyhounds by three. Litzy to the hole. Up and off the glass. Good. Got fouled by Reyes. Litzy flexes. And he'll go to the line to shoot the and one.
Well, that time we kind of put our attention on Luth there because he's beat us down court three times in transition. This time Lipsy recognized it, just takes it in there as we have our back turns defensively.
Lipsy to the line to try and tie it for the second time today. Free throws up and good. We're tied at 15. Damon Lipsy now with seven. Nate Spear across the timeline. 5.5 minutes remaining here in the second quarter. I'd have taken a tie game midway through the second quarter.
Yeah, and Ames doesn't look rattled at all. And we just need to make sure we stay doing what we're doing.
Davis missed a runner in the lane. Carlson couldn't come up with it. Pulled down by Settle. Lipsy will bring it across the timeline. Ames with a chance to take a lead for the first time.
We'll take it.
Lipsy for three. Splashdown for the Ames guard.
Nine of 34 on the year, and he hits his first one.
Ames has scored the last six, and it's 18-15. The Little Cyclones on top for the first time. Lewis top of the key. Carlson top of the key as they play catch. Had it stripped by Lipsy. He can't run it down. Lewis can, however, but LeBeau comes up with it, and he'll take a timeout.
No.
Ames basketball in front of the bench. It's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. That was Lipsy just getting a strip and then pushing it back into the backcourt. And Carlson was there, just couldn't come up with it.
Well, they're wrestling for the ball on the floor. He blows his whistle. Lipsy leads back, calls timeout, and he gives a timeout. It was a jump ball.
Well, this is the first little cyclone, if you will, that the Greyhounds will need to endure. Going from up three to down three now with 4.5 remaining in the first half.
One thing Burlington's been able to do on the defensive end of the floor is limit them to one shot. And they've probably shot three or four threes at this point, and they just hit the first one here this last trip down. If we can limit Ames to one shot, I think that's going to say a lot to how this game goes, too. Once they start getting 2 and 3, 4 points at attempts at the basket, that's gonna cause a problem.
Well, at this point in time, the Greyhounds ought to realize it's just a basketball game. It's an important game, but it's the jitters, the nerves ought to be gone. You're just playing basketball now.
Down three with 4.5 minutes, 4:36 left to go in the first half against the top team in the state. They're not bothered. They have nothing to lose coming up here and playing this team. And they got to stay within themselves. I thought we took probably an ill-advised shot our last possession after they hit the three. Stay within your game. Stay within what got you here.
So Taman Lipsy, the first player on either side to get into double figures. He's got 10 now. Lucas Luth with 6 and Travion LeBeau with 2 for Ames. For the Greyhounds, it's Davis and Carlson with 5. Bertelsover with a 3. 4:36 left in the first half. Ames with the basketball, leading by 3. Lipsy across the timeline after getting the pass in the backcourt. Guarded by Spear to LeBeau. Top of the key, picks up his dribble to Luth. Now hands it to Winter. W-Y-N-T-E-R. Lipsy and LeBeau play catch. Lipsy trying to get around Spear. He'll take a fadeaway stop and pop from 17. Lipsy just shook his head. I guess he's saying you can't stop me, so duly noted.
Just a pull-up jumper. He's going to be able to hit that. He's good enough to elevate over the defense.
Bertelsofer gets a screen top of the key, picks up his dribble to Spear. 20 to 15, aims on top. Bertelsofer thought about the three, instead gets it to Lewis. Lewis got away with a carry. Play continues.
Keep going.
Spear gets a screen from Lewis, top of the key to Carlson. Carlson can probably take that elbow jumper if he wants it, guarded by Phillips, who's playing off him. Here's a pounce pass now from Bertelsofer in the lane to Carlson. Up and over his defender, LeBeau.
Nice
and
catch.
It's good. It's 20 to 17.
There's our transition at.
And LeBeau missed another bunny. That's two layups he's missed ahead of the pack. He's just trying to get fancy, trying to lay it in with the finger roll, and he's come up short once, come up long another time. It's a three-point game. Davis in the lane, up and over Phillips. No good. He missed the shot. Nice look, though. Rebound to Phillips. Outlet pass to Lipsy with 3 minutes remaining in the half. Lipsy guarded by Bertelschofer. Again, stop and pop from 18. This time on the other side. Missed it short. Rebound to Davis. Davis on the weak side with the rebound. Got it to Bertelschofer. Now to Davis in the front court. Back to Bertelschofer between the circles at 2:45. Reverse. Lewis driving on Luth. Turnaround, spin move, up and around. Luth is up and in.
That's a good
20-19.
That's a good play by Marquise. Bodied him up.
First bucket of the night. Sorry, Brad. Bucket of the day for Marquise.
Got to play physical up here, and that's exactly what that move was.
2.5 minutes remaining in the first half. It's a one-point game. Phillips beyond the arc, top of the key, Lipsy.
It's limited to one shot. You got to come up and respect that three now. Lipsy hit one. Here comes a skip. They're trying to get.
Luth tried to get it into Phillips on the left block, and he was triple teamed. Pass knocked out of bounds on a tip by Lewis.
Phillips averaging 11.5 points a game, so up to this point, I don't think he's got a bucket. No, he doesn't.
Lipsy has the basketball beyond the arc as we count down to 2 minutes remaining in the half. Lipsy gets a screen from Phillips, picked up by Carlson. Now LeBeau, top of the key. Almost threw it out of bounds. Run down by Winter. Back to LeBeau.
It's a big possession. A big possession. 150 left. Down one. These types of teams like to finish strong.
Winter for three. Beyond the top of the key. It's good. Jack Winter with his first three of the night. And it's 23-19. Quickly come the Greyhounds, though, the other direction. Going left to right. Make that right to left on your radio and television dial.
Winner's a 31% three-point shooter.
Lewis, top of the key, Waltz. Wanted to try and find a way around Luth. And didn't dribble before he picked up his pivot foot. 124. It's a four-point game, 23-19. Phillips across the timeline. Gets it back to Lipsy. Minute 15 remaining, and again, they're going to run the C play.
Last time I saw it, it's a dribble drive and a pull-up.
Lipsy backs it out to the corner, gets it in on a bounce pass to Phillips. Phillips up and over Davis, puts it up and in. He'll have an and-one as Davis fouled him. And it's a six-point lead, a chance to make it seven for Corey Phillips.
That's frustrating. There's contact, but not enough contact in this game to call a foul.
Phillips rattles the free throw home. It's 26-19. Greyhounds in the final minute. Want to finish strong, as you said, as Ames will get the basketball to start the second half. So it'd be nice to go in with points for us, not for them. Davis into the lane. Far corner, Lewis. Lewis drives into the lane, up and around Luth with the left hand. Missed it. Rebound, Carlson got fouled by Phillips from behind. Corey Phillips with his second foul of the half. 42.2 remaining. The last time Ames tried to start to move away from the Greyhounds reeled him back in. So we'll see what the Greyhounds can start to do right here. Carlson top of the key with 40 seconds. Gets it to Spear, who has yet to score. Gets a screen from Carlson. They're going to call a moving screen on Jack Carlson, and the official really wanted Jack to know it was on him. Jack didn't know what he did, but evidently he was moving while the screen was in action.
I don't know.
Half minute remaining in the first half. Ames by seven. We talk about big defensive stops.
Stop.
This is one.
Yeah. Get a stop right here. Going down seven. Regroup. Come out.
Lipsy dribbling on the logo for the Iowa Wolves. Sorry. 10 seconds. The Iowa Wild is the hockey team here.
Watch the penetration.
6 seconds. 5 seconds. Lipsy dribbles to his left.
Up and shoot it.
3 seconds. He's going to try and go over Lewis for three. Came up short. Rebound. Yeah. Hit Spear in the leg. But time expires, and that's how we end the first 16 minutes of your Class 4A quarterfinal between the Ames Little Cyclones and the Burlington Greyhounds. Ames outscores Burlington 11-4 after it was tied 15 up and 15 down. And they go into the locker room with a lead of 26-19. Let's step away for 2 minutes. When we come back, it'll be the halftime show right here. You're listening to Iowa High School State Basketball action between Burlington and Ames. The Greyhounds trail by 7 on KBOR.
I can't believe I just scratched that car. Find my insurance card.
Dude, what do you have in this glove box? Ew, are these socks dirty?
Oh, forget about the socks. I need my insurance card.
Just pull it up on the State Farm mobile app.
But I can do that? Oh, hey, I can do that.
Yep, it's called service.
I can file a claim on here, too?
Yeah, it's called service.
Whoa, I can call my agent, too?
It's called service.
See your State Farm agent, Matt Rinker, for a quote today.
Years and years of excavating, landscaping, and yard beautification. I guess you could say makes one a professional when it comes to yard care. Thinking of a fire pit, a new patio, backyard flower garden, a few trees? First, talk with Scott Zeiser, Zeiser's Landscaping and Florist. Zeiser's is more than just landscaping. It's also a full-line floral shop that can create an arrangement for any occasion. Come to Zeiser's and talk with Scott. Landscaping, retaining walls, seating, ornamental and shade trees. Zeiser Landscaping and Florist on Sunnyside in Burlington.
Beating the world takes the work of a farmer. Bob Dodds Insurance and Grinnell Mutual tip their hats to those who help ensure we can all eat tomorrow. They're proud to offer the coverage farmers need to keep growing. So they're taking this moment to say thank you for planting our future. Trust in farming. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodds Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at 1-800-642-6591 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
We've been spending more time at home these days, and you may have noticed that your current house just doesn't fit your needs anymore. I'm Kristen with Danville State Savings Bank in New London. We have home loans to help you get a house that fits your life today. Or maybe you need to upgrade. Entertainment system, better appliances. With your good credit, the Danville State Savings Bank can help. We go the extra mile. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at the well, Wells Fargo Arena, where the Burlington Greyhounds trail Ames, the Little Cyclones on top by the score of 26-19. In the first half, you're scoring as follows for the Greyhounds. Marion Davis has 5, Tennis Bertelsdorfer with 3, Jackson Carlson leads the Greyhounds with 7, and Makish Lewis has 2. For Ames, leading the way is Taman Lipsy. We told you, keep an eye on him, the Iowa State commit with a dozen points here in the first half, followed by Lucas Luth with 6, Corey Phillips with 3, Jack Winter with a long 3, and Travion LeBeau with 2 himself. Got about a minute here to kind of wrap up what we saw in the first half. You're down 7 at halftime against the best team in the state. Yeah. I'll take my chances. I mean, you're a 3-possession game away.
Yeah, and I watched the body languages of the Ames group walking off the floor, and they're it's just like it's a practice. That's what I like. That's what I want. Overlook the group.
Yeah.
And you're letting the team hang around up at the state tournament. I don't care how good you are. When that happens, bad things happen.
Longer you let an underdog stay in a game.
We've got to come out in the second half more focused on the transition game. They've got 3 layups and a dunk. That's 8 points. We're down 9.
And 2 misses. And 2 misses. So it could have been a lot worse.
Yes.
Well, we're going to step away for the rest of halftime. We have to let our sponsors get their proper due, as they've allowed us to bring you Burlington High School basketball in the middle of the day here on KBR. And when we come back, it'll be time to start the second half. Ames 26, Burlington 19. Back in a few minutes right here on KBR for the second half between the Little Cyclones and the Greyhounds.
An atrocity, Elisa Brady, Fox News. That's how Ukraine's president describes a Russian attack in the besieged port city of Mariupol that left people, including children, under the wreckage of a maternity hospital. They're still assessing the numbers of dead and injured. Meantime, more attempted safe corridors today as the U.S. criticizes previous Russian proposals.
The Kremlin's proposals to create humanitarian corridors leading into Russia and Belarus are absurd. It's offensive to suggest the Ukrainian people should seek refuge from the very government that has demonstrated such disregard for their lives.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken just wrapping up a meeting with the British foreign minister at the State Department. The defense pressing entrapment claims at the federal trial of four men charged plotting to kidnap Michigan's governor.
Prosecutors in federal court in Grand Rapids telling jurors in opening statements that the four men charged wanted to hogtie and kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020 over her COVID lockdowns and business closures. A lawyer for one of the accused saying his client was near homeless and a misfit, and that he was set up by a paid FBI informant in a case they contend is surrounded by politics. Eight other men face state charges. Two others cut deals with prosecutors, pleading guilty and set to testify in this case.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Tragedy on the track in suburban Chicago.
Four people are dead after their SUV collides with a moving freight train before catching fire. Police in the city of Harvey, which is about 23 miles directly south of Chicago, say the Dodge Durango hit the last rail car of the CSX train at about 2 a.m. Wednesday morning. A passerby alerted emergency crews, but it's not clear yet if that person witnessed the crash or had only seen the burning SUV following the impact.
Fox's CJ Papa, that's under investigation. America is listening to Fox News.
It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity during tax season because so much sensitive info is all together.
Before we start the annual meeting of Sean's personal info, has anyone seen Social Security number?
Not me.
Nope.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, no. He's been stolen.
LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, we'll work to fix it. No one can monitor all transactions, but you can save up to 25% off your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Identity theft protection starts here.
And now, an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that the widely used non-contact thermometers are not accurate and have high probabilities for false negative readings. On top of that, they have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters most. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Don't wait. Switch to Exergen, because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.
Back here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. I almost said Burlington. In Des Moines. We're in Des Moines, right? Not Burlington?
Yeah, we're. Yeah.
Both teams shooting 50% in the first half. Burlington 8 for 16, 3 for 4 from long range. Ames 11 for 22, 2 for 7 from long range. 0 for 2 from the line as Marquise Lewis was the only two free throws for Burlington. For Ames, 2 for 3 from the line. Burlington out-rebounded Ames 12-8 in the first half. And turnovers, 8 for the Greyhounds, 3 for Ames. That's really your big difference right there. I'd like to see points off of turnovers, but I don't see that anywhere here. But either way, you look at this, and yes, at least two of those turnovers turned into points on the other end. At least two more could have been had Travion Laveau not left it short and long on his two layups. This is really, for Burlington, you know, you mentioned it going in to the break at the beginning of the halftime segment. Ames, if they look disinterested, if it looks like a practice, you as Burlington have to come out and metaphorically punch them in the mouth. You have to come out. I think the biggest key right now is you can out on this first possession, let it get to a 10-point game. Keep
right.
it in singles. Keep it in singles. Keep it to where you feel like you've got a reasonable opportunity to come back.
I assume that they will come out. I wouldn't be surprised to see them come out with a set play that includes some highlight reel dunk or something like that. Alley-oop set the tone for the second half. I mean, it's that first 4 minutes of the game, like we talked about at the beginning, was important. Now you're getting into the second half. The first 4 minutes of this third quarter is a lot. It means a lot. And I like the plan that Burlington had by dropping down in the zone. You got to respect Lipsy now. He shot the three and he made it. He shot 9 of 34 or something like that up to that point. And I guess.
And you know who they're running their offense through. Taman Lipsy has taken 10 shots of the 22 for Ames. You know who they're going through. The other thing is you cannot have long scoring droughts. Burlington did not score for the final 2:41 of the first half. So that's what happens in a situation where You know, I love this stat. Burlington led for 7 minutes and 20 seconds of the opening 16. Well, how do you go into halftime down by 7? Well, we don't score for the final 240, and you allow, after getting it back to a one-point game, you allow Ames to score the final 6.
I mean, obviously, I think Coach Akey probably knows and his staff that they didn't score for quite a while, but I don't think they talked about that in the locker room. I think they talked about you're playing in the state tournament on a big stage against the number one team in the state, and you're in the ballgame. Let's go get it.
Well, and you got to use those opportunities that, for example, LeBeau's misses give you. There's 4 points they've left off the scoreboard. You're 4 points closer because of it. Now you got to take advantage of it. Got to find a way to fill it up on your end and get a couple stops. It's a 7-point game, 26-19 as we begin the third quarter. Lipsy, Luth, Settle, Phillips, and LeBeau for Ames on the offensive side. Lob into LeBeau, up and over Lewis. And worst case scenario potentially right now is LeBeau gets the shot to go in from close range. He'll have an and one opportunity, I should say. Markeisha's first foul, and it's 28-19, a chance to make it a 10-point lead.
Jack had LeBeau fronted defensively, and Lipsy just tossed the pass up there. He's just athletic enough to jump over him.
Free throw comes up short, so it stays a 9-point single-digit lead. 28-19, Greyhounds trail with the basketball for the first time after halftime. Bertelschofer dribbles right side, top of the key to Davis. Davis to Spear. Spear's got to get something going, too. He has yet to even attempt a shot.
Nate's got a little bit of length on him defensively. I can't catch that kid's name.
Settle. Devin Settle.
Probably every bit of 6'5".
Drives in the lane, gets that first shot off, in and out. Rebound, Settle. It's halfway down for Nate Spear, but rolled out. So Lipsy across the timeline, lobs it into LeBeau. Knocked away by Carlson, run down by LeBeau. Top of the key, Phillips. Big man takes a three. Missed it, came up short. Got his own rebound, however. Gets it to Settle. Settle now to Lipsy. Lipsy will set up the offense. Back to Settle on the right side. Two dribbles. Now top of the key, LeBeau. To Luth. Luth now dribbles to the free throw line. They find a way to get to LeBeau, and up and off the glass is good. Fouled by Bertelschofer. It's an 11-point lead at 30-19. And LeBeau with his second opportunity at an and one.
That's two post-up plays for LeBeau to open this half. And obviously, I don't know if you could tell the body language of this group, but this Ames team, they're looking at establishing athletes down low.
LeBeau misses a free throw again, so what could have been a 13-point lead is just 11. Take your silver linings. Spear dribbles top of the key. Guarded by Settle to Carlson. To Davis. Davis started at the top of the key. Now dribbles back. Nail drive the lane. Up and over. Phillips. And they're going to call a charging foul on Davis. Take the bucket off the scoreboard. Amarion picks up his second.
I would say that's the right call. The aggressiveness is what we need, though. That's a foul I think I would take as a coach. How many is that on?
Two.
Okay.
6:20 remaining in the third quarter. Ames now up by 11 at 30-19.
Got to get a stop. Limit them to one shot.
Lipsy trying to get around Spear. Backs out. Now Phillips. LeBeau. Near side, Luth. Top of the key, Phillips. Far side, Settle. Passing around the perimeter. Now they try and get it into Lipsy. He had it stripped away. Recovered, though, and got it to Phillips at the top of the key. LeBeau traveled, got away with it. Splits a double team. Missed it. Got it back. Had it stripped on his way up by Davis. Davis gets it off the rim, and here come the Greyhounds trying to cut into this 11-point deficit.
Yeah, they got away with a walk there.
Bertelschofer out top of the key to Carlson for three. No good. Rebound skied for him, brought down by LeBeau. Outlet to Lipsy. Trying to go coast to coast. Carried up and off the glass. Good. 14 for Lipsy, and it's 32-19. Caleb might need a timeout. And he's going to take it, a 30-second timeout, as the lead is ballooned to 13 as Ames has reeled off the first six here in the third quarter.
Well, there's not a lot of contact. All right, so you're sitting in a zone. What you want to do against a zone is penetrate. transition defense has been not very good today. That he was going maybe a quarter speed on that layup right there. Check him. You know,
make it tough on him.
Yeah, yeah. Make him earn it. I don't. I don't know how you go in for a layup going quarter speed. I don't care how good you are.
So the Greyhounds trail by 13. The scoring drought is approaching 6 minutes. In fact, we've surpassed 6 minutes. Greyhounds haven't scored since 2:40 left in the second quarter. And as I say that, Amarion Davis puts it up and in. He's got seven. It's 32-21. The run is over at 12 in a row for Ames.
Now we got to get a stop.
LeBeau, top of the key with just under 5 minutes remaining in the third quarter. 32-21, your score. Luth, Lipsy now backs it out toward midcourt.
Lipsy's just jogging out there. They're just passing the ball around and they just wait for it. They're wanting to establish the low block.
Phillips up and over Carlson from the left block is good. Corey Phillips now has five and it's 34-21. Spear tried to get ahead of the pack, cut off by Settle. Now Bertelshofer had it stripped and off the leg by LeBeau off of Bertelshofer's leg out of bounds. Lipsy will check out. He'll be replaced by Winter when we come back. Time for a media timeout. 4:28 remaining in the third quarter. Ames 34, Burlington 21. You're listening to the Iowa Boys High School State Basketball Tournament live from Des Moines on KBUR.
I can't believe I just scratched that car. Find my insurance card.
Dude, what do you have in this glove box? Ew, are these socks dirty?
Oh, forget about the socks. I need my insurance card.
Just pull it up on the State Farm mobile app.
But I can do that? Oh, hey, I can do that.
Yep, it's called service.
I can file a claim on here, too?
Yeah, it's called service.
Whoa, I can call my agent, too?
It's called service.
See your State Farm agent, Matt Rinker, for a quote today.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Back here in Des Moines at Wells Fargo Arena, where Ames has scored eight of the first 10 points here in the third quarter, and it's 34-21 in favor of the Little Cyclones. Caleb Aiken needed a timeout right there to try and settle down the Greyhounds, who have led much of the first half, lost the lead, cut a five-point deficit down to one, and then have seen Ames outscore the Greyhounds to the tune of 14-2 since it was 20-19.
Now we're down 13, four and a half to go in the third quarter. We get this thing down under 10 by half. We need to get some stops. They're establishing themselves at the post, so let's see what we can do.
Jamison Poe checks into the lineup for the first time for the Little Cyclones. Here's Jack Winter to Poe for the first time. Poe dribbles with the right hand. Top of the key, Phillips. Phillips to Winter. Beyond the arc with the left hand. Dribbles. He'll stop and pop. Top of the key. Hit it.
Well.
Jack Winter with his second three of the day, and it's 37-21. Got to start to reel him back in.
Not going to get them all back at once.
Any chance. Davis, top of the key to Bertelshofer, beyond the arc, left side. Rotated around Spear, Carlson, Davis. Got Luth in the air, back out to Carlson.
Got it.
For three, good. Jackson Carlson splashed down, and it's 37-24.
I don't think we want to get in a shooting contest with this group, so we need to get a stop.
Or two, or three, how's that?
Right. Got some work to do.
Luth has it in the far corner now. Over the top of the zone defense to Poe. He'll try a three. He hit it. Jamison Poe comes in. He's been in less than a minute. Drains a three. It's 40-24. Well, Lewis quickly the other way. Got fouled. I believe they're going to call it on Luth.
Poe's probably one of the better three-point shooters that's shot any threes this year. No, I take that back. 26%. So that's the day, that's the kind of day that Ames is having from the three-point line.
3 minutes remaining. It's a 16-point lead for Ames. Burlington with the basketball. Spear gets a screen from Bertelschofer. Now gives it back to Bertelschofer. Kicks it up to Carlson. Top of the key, Spear. Spear trying to get around Winter. Can't. Kicks it to Lewis. He'll drive left baseline. Runner is no good. Davis is put back dunk. Rims out. Pulled down by Winter. Here comes this little Cyclones with Lipsy. Lipsy hasn't even shot here in the first, or in the third quarter, I should say. After having 10 shots in the first half. Here's Winter with another three near corner. Good.
Well,
Jack Winter with a splashdown. It's 43-24. Now Spear going to try and reply. Too strong. Rebound through the hands of Davis.
Got to be careful here.
Here comes Lipsy. Across the top of the zone to Winter. He'll try another three.
Look at that. Good.
He's got a dozen. It's 46-24, and Caleb Akey needs another timeout. It's a 22-point lead for Ames all of a sudden. It was 20-19. Since then, it's 26-5 in favor of the Little Cyclones. It's a 30-second timeout on the floor.
I don't know if we got their three numbers total for the game so far. They came into this game shooting 28%. I bet they're shooting 70. But you know what? You pick your poison. You want to get beat off the dribble and take a risk and have them hit their threes. I would have chose that.
Beat you in a way they haven't beaten teams this year.
Yeah, I mean, 28%. I said it. You know, Lipsy's their leading scorer, shooting 57% from the floor, 20% from the three. He goes to the rack. That's what he does. And unfortunately, they're hitting their shots today.
Well, Lipsy leaves the ball game, so if you're going to try and take advantage of Tame Lipsy being on the bench, now's your time. Final 2 minutes of the third quarter. 46-24. Spear with the basketball. Kicks it out to Carlson. Pump fake around Phillips to the hole. Up and off the glass is good. Jackson Carlson, the senior, with a dozen.
Nice
46-26.
Move. Nice move and penetration on Jack's part. That shot fake got the defender in the air, and he went.
Phillips and LeBeau play catch. Now to Winter. Back to Phillips. Take the three, big man. That's all right. Now he'll get it to Lou.
Trying to get him on a back cut. Watch him.
LeBeau. Poe now. By the way, the crowd said he's a freshman. Jackson Poe, just a freshman. Now Lou with a minute and a half remaining in the third. Gets a screen to LeBeau. Being patient. Now trying to drive left of the lane. Guarded by Lewis. Lewis up and tried to make the block. Instead gets called for the foul.
A lot of physical play in the post. I don't think that was a foul, but maybe a little bit of bias.
Markeesh got called for a second. Travion LeBeau to the line to shoot two. First one rattles in. He's got seven. It's 47-26. LeBeau looks at the rim, takes a deep breath, dribbles twice, puts it up, and rattles that one home too, 48-26. Travion LeBeau with eight. Trying to become the third Little Cyclone in double figures. Lipsy with 14, Winter with 12 off the bench. In the lineup for the first time today for the Greyhounds is Dayton Walsh.
Been able to get to the basket on this end last couple of times. Let's stay aggressive and try to get there. We do.
J.J. Martin went up and over Jamison Poe. Got Poe, the freshman, to commit the foul. Now to send J.J. to the line to shoot a pair. Going to try and cut this deficit down to 20. It's only 10 possessions. With threes.
You know, good teams find ways to adjust. And then, like I said, I want to know Ames' three-point shooting. I'd love to know what it is at this point in the game, but we'll find out afterwards.
Martin makes the first. Second one too long. Rebound pulled down by Phillips after a battle with Reyes. Phillips bringing it up. And he's going to be fouled by Jackson Carlson, who thought that Phillips was using his left hand to push off, similar to what we saw the other night called on Caitlin Clark, but no can do that time. Fouls, Carlson called for a second.
Fouls are 5-2 playing against a one, I would say, a physical team. But
Corey Phillips between the circles to LeBeau, picked up by Reyes. Final 50 seconds of the third quarter. 48-27, Ames leading Burlington.
They're trying to get him on the back cuts. Burlington should be very familiar with that after that Pleasant Valley game, and they're defending him pretty well.
Luth with the basketball near midcourt. Final 30 seconds of the third quarter. Luth got around, driving to the hole, got around Davis. Finger roll up and in, and they're going to call a foul, I guess, on Dayton Walsh. That'll be his first. I didn't see much contact, but Luth has 8, and it's 50-27. Free throw is up and rattles out. Rebound Reyes. 25 seconds remaining, third quarter. Martin picked up by Poe. He'll drive right of the lane. Up, off the glass is good. JJ goes straight to the hole. He's got 3, and it's 50-29. Winner gets it to LeBeau. Final 5 seconds of the third quarter. Try to hit a cutting LeBeau. Picked off by Davis. Davis with 2. 1 to Walsh as time expires from 30 feet. A little short. And that's how we put the third 8 minutes in the books. 50-29. A good quarter for Ames right there. 24-10. They outscore the Greyhounds, and they go into the fourth quarter leading by 21, the highest of hills to climb if Burlington wants to make it to tomorrow night. Back in 1 minute, you're listening on KBUR to the Iowa State High School Basketball Tournament.
At Bob Dodd's Insurance, they recognize the value of teamwork and believe that hard work pays off both in sports and in life. They wish all the athletes competing this season good luck and encourage you to put your all into practice today to achieve victory tomorrow. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodd's Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 319-392-8311 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
I can't believe I just scratched that car. Find my insurance card.
Dude, what do you have in this glove box? Ew, are these socks dirty?
Oh, forget about the socks. I need my insurance card.
Just pull it up on the State Farm mobile app.
But I can do that? Oh, hey, I can do that.
Yep, it's called service.
I can file a claim on here, too?
Yeah, it's called service.
Whoa, I can call my agent, too?
It's called service.
See your State Farm agent, Matt Rinker, for a quote today.
Back here in Des Moines, where Ames leads Burlington 50-29. Want to give a huge shout out to our two major sponsors for today, along with all the other sponsors who let us bring you this game in the middle of the day. Unique opportunity, Matt Rinker State Farm Insurance and Zeiser's Landscaping and Greenhouse. Thank you so much for helping us out today. It's not every day or every year that the Greyhounds get to the state tournament. And so we thank all of our sponsors who allow us to take time out of the middle of the day on KBUR, a news and sports talk station, to bring you high school basketball. 35 years, man. 35 years ago. Where were we?
Right now?
35 years ago. We were how old?
I was 15.
15, yeah, 15. Yeah. Probably 15 going on 16.
Probably on a bus. I don't know. Probably on 80.
Going to the old
163 was open.
Going to the old barn. Now the Iowa Events Center. We get the fourth quarter underway. Burlington with the basketball, trailing by 21. Never know. Keep the faith.
Yep.
And now they're going to call another off the ball charge, or I should say, moving screen on Amarion Davis.
I think in this fourth quarter right here, you know, you're down 21 points. Now you're playing for prize. You dig in and see how close you can get.
Starters still in the ball game for Ames, except for Winter and Ring Yak. Yak with the basketball right now.
They're still
big number 42.
They're still trying to establish the post, which that's a good adjustment. He's holding it.
Winner with the basketball, far corner. Ames by 21. Opening minute of the fourth quarter. Lipsy with the basketball, guarded by Martin. Lipsy to Yak. Yak at the top of the key, guarded by Reyes. To Loof. Wants to get it into Lipsy instead. Lipsy will come out top of the key. Far corner to Winter. Tried a long three. No good. Rebound Reyes. Yak is on the ground. No, you can't do that.
That's crazy.
You can't do that. You've got action going the other direction. You can't stop play. That's not the correct mechanic. You've got a fast break transition opportunity for Burlington. I know it's a 21-point game. You cannot stop that play.
Coach Akey's letting them know that was a layup. That was a layup, and that play should have kept on going, and you blow the whistle on change of possession or a made basket.
Or when it has stopped and you've backed it out to set up the offense, then you stop it. But if you've got action going the other way, I was always told as an official you let that go until there's a natural pause or stop.
It's the youngest official of the group, though. Just say it.
You said it, not me.
Old guys, let them go.
The two guys ahead of the pack let it go.
Yeah.
The guy trailing the play made the call. So the grounds with the basketball. Bertelschofer beyond the arc. Bounce pass to Davis. He backs it out. Guarded by Lipsy. He'll drive around Lipsy.
Okay.
Got fouled by Lipsy. Lipsy said, no, I didn't touch him. Even
not.
Though I hit his wrist, I didn't touch him. That'll send Davis to the line and shoot two.
That's what we got to do. We got to be aggressive and go to the basket. Hit the free throws now. But for this team to only have two, now three personal fouls and a half, probably says we're not being aggressive enough.
Davis misses the first. He'll get a second. Second on the way is good. Amarion Davis now with eight. And it's 50-30. Let's get to 40.
Let's keep them at 50.
Be okay with that too. 6.5 minutes remaining in the ballgame. Luth gets it across the timeline.
Yep.
Double teamed by Lewis
good,
and
good,
Spear.
Good.
Stripped
good.
By Lewis.
Who's
ball still
it?
On the ground in the backcourt. Carlson hit it. Run down by Phillips. Tried to get it to LeBeau. Has it stepped away.
Yeah.
Stripped away by Lewis. Now they're going to call Bertelschofer on the push from behind on LeBeau.
Wow. You got bodies all over the. I don't know how they called a foul on that. I'd have called a jump ball. You got bodies flying all over the court.
So that's LeBeau going to the line now for the 1-1. Bertelschofer with three fouls. Ames will be shooting free throws the rest of the game. LeBeau bends his knees, puts up the first, missed it. Rebound Davis. 50-30, 6:19 and counting.
Let's stay aggressive down here.
Lewis, Spear, Bertelschofer far corner. Drives baseline, pump fake, backs out to Spear. Carlson, top of the key, he'll try the three. No good, rebound Phillips. Phillips hands it to Lipsy. Ahead to LeBeau.
Exactly.
LeBeau up and over
exactly
Carlson.
Jogging.
LeBeau with 10 now, and it's 52-30. I was almost going to say there was a game I remember in the semifinals of 86, trailing by 15. Now Davis for three. Good. Amarion into doubles. He's got 11. Splashdown makes it 52-33.
Watch the backside right there.
LeBeau ahead of the pack. He'll back it out to Lipsy now. It's a 19-point game with 5.5 remaining. Lipsy wanted to get around Spear. Backs it back out. There's no rush for Ames right now. But Lipsy will split a double team and goes to the hole. Up and off the glass from the left side with the right hand. He's got 16 and it's 54-33. Lewis now gets a screen from Bertelschofer. Drive right lane up and over Luth. Has it blocked by Luth.
Take it up
came
again.
Back down with it. Put it up and off the glass. Missed the shot. Got fouled by Lucas Luth. That'll be the third on the big man for Ames. That'll send Marquise to the line to shoot two. I was going to say, wasn't it a 15-point lead against Waterloo West in that semifinal of 86, and we came back to win by three?
That's your department.
I think that's what it was. Tiny Porter got hot as Lewis misses the first one. Tiny got hot. Pete hit a couple of threes. Jeff Williams hit a three.
Yeah. You're probably right. I'm not going to disagree with you on stats from the 80s.
I just remember because we
might talk over you from time to time, but I'm not disagreeing with you.
They had beaten us in 85 with that number one team.
Yeah.
And we came back, and that was our retribution in 86 on the way to a state runner-up. Yeah. Both missed by Lewis. He has struggled at the line today. Rebound LeBeau. And Lipsy will just walk it up with 5 minutes remaining in this one. A 21-point lead for Ames. Lipsy kicks it to Winter, far corner. Too long on this three. Rebound Davis. Omarion will push it. Davis, guarded by Lipsy, will back it out. Stutter drives to the lane, kicks it out to Bertelshofer for three. Good. Heiss with his first or second three of the day. He's got six, and it's 54-36.
Get another stop. Let's go. Don't stop playing. Oh,
Phillips
pushes it. Goodness gracious. Ames player on
34. And now the young official is going to tell Bice not to call, or Tice not to tell Settle what he thinks of him.
Absolutely throws him to the ground.
The young official tells Tice, hey,
hey.
Phillips thought about the three instead, guarded by Lewis. Now foul on Lewis on the reach-in.
Ducks his shoulder. They get Marquise on the foul. Now the official's having a conversation with Tice. That's getting thrown to the floor by, oh, my goodness.
Look here, young man. Don't say mean words. Yeah. Don't be a potty mouth.
Oh.
And now the official's talking to him. And I think what Tice is saying is, young fella told me to bleep off. And so after he crashed him to the ground, and so Tice said, shut up, you.
Yeah.
Family-friendly word cannot be used. Anyway, media timeout on the floor. Either way, Tice trying to plead his case, and the official's going, I know, it's too late. He already called him for the foul. 4:12 remaining in the fourth. Ames 54-36 for Burlington. It's an 18-point game. You're listening to Iowa High School State Basketball Action on KBUR. Back in 1 minute.
Years and years of excavating, landscaping, and yard beautification. I guess you could say makes one a professional when it comes to yard care. Thinking of a fire pit, a new patio, backyard flower garden, a few trees? First, talk with Scott Zeiser, Zeiser's Landscaping and Florist. Zeiser's is more than just landscaping. It's also a full-line floral shop that can create an arrangement for any occasion. Come to Zeiser's and talk with Scott. Landscaping, retaining walls, seating, ornamental and shade trees. Zeiser Landscaping and Florist on Sunnyside in Burlington.
I can't believe I just scratched that car. Find my insurance card.
Dude, what do you have in this glove box? Ew, are these socks dirty?
Forget about the socks. I need my insurance card.
Just pull it up on the State Farm mobile app.
But I can do that? Oh, hey, I can do that.
Yep, it's called service.
I can file a claim on here, too?
Yeah, it's called service.
Whoa, I can call my agent, too?
It's called service.
See your State Farm agent, Matt Rinker, for a quote today.
Corey Phillips to go to the line, coming out of this media timeout. 4:12 remaining in the ballgame. Ames 54, Burlington 36. Phillips with five, trying to make it 6-7 for the Little Cyclones. Makes the first. Back up to a 19-point lead at 55-36. Second one on the way. That time too short, rebounded to Spear.
Stay aggressive on offensive end. Get to the bucket.
Reyes driving left baseline on Phillips. Cut off. Backs it out to Davis. Davis picked up by LeBeau. Davis from the top of the key. Missed it badly. Rebound Phillips.
Not sure what happened on that one.
Phillips with the basketball. Now drives in a lane. And they're going to call a charge on Corey Phillips. That'll be the third on Phillips. The basket went in, so take that off the scoreboard.
Big fella coming down the lane right there. That was a nice little defensive rotation.
It's like Mike Dean coming at me, and I was a freshman. He was an eighth grader. Pass knocked out of bounds by Jack Winter. I'm catching. Big old Dino's coming down the line. He doesn't slide. I was worse for wear.
That's where you take a breath and hold it.
I hate to say it this way. The only good thing for me was – because he was supposed to slide and legally required to slide, Big Mike, we've laughed about it.
Oh, yeah.
He was ejected. We both remember it. I got the bruises. He got the thumb. J.J. Martin for the top of the key. Too short on the three ball. Rebound, however, tapped by Winter into the hands of Carlson. Tried to go back out. Had it blocked by Phillips. And now Amarion's going to be called on the reach, I believe, on Corey Phillips. That'll be the 10th foul on the Greyhounds, so they will shoot two Will Ames the rest of the way.
10-4.
Foul on Amarion, I believe. Or are they going to call it on Carlson? That's Jack's third. Too long on the free throw for Phillips, so it stays 55-36. That's what you get for being a bully. A missed free throw. Well, free throw is up, and the second one rattles home. Hit every part of the rim. Went down. Phillips was seven. Back up to a 20-point advantage at 56-36.
Well, it's a 20-point game. Still got 3.5 minutes to cut into the lead.
Martin with the basketball. 3:20 remaining. He'll drive into the lane,
yeah, like
up
it.
And over Poe.
I like it.
They're going to call Poe for a block before the shot went up. Second on Jamison Poe.
I like it.
Fifth on Ames.
They're getting aggressive and they're getting to the basket. Now they got two more fouls and they'll be shooting.
Martin dribbles into the lane, lost his footing.
Control.
Had it stripped, settled with it. Tried to go behind his back, dribbled it off his heel, out of bounds.
That's why big guys don't dribble, Scott. I had a breakaway dunk one time at Ottumwa. Went off my foot at half court, and I just watched it roll all the way out of bounds.
I had a breakaway layup because I couldn't dunk. Here's Davis in the lane, kicks it out to Reyes for three, blocked by Settle, pulled out of the air by LeBeau. Missed the layup, hit the wall. Does that compare?
It was the longest basketball roll I've ever seen.
Caught on videotape.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
I think it was even your parents who caught my hitting the wall on tape.
Oh.
Yeah. We won't talk about my basketball career because there's not anything to talk about. Ames with the basketball in the front court. 2.5 minutes remaining here in the ball game. Phillips drives into the lane, splits a couple of defenders. Brock Dengler into the ball game for the first time for the Greyhounds. Phillips with nine. It's 56-38. Spears going to get called for a travel.
Look, 52. He's not big. He's not tall. He's wide. He's probably a heck of a football player. But, you know, for his size, he's pretty active on the offensive end of the floor for Ames.
Keyshawn Luckett checks in for the first time tonight, as does Dayton Walsh. So it's Keyshawn Luckett, Juan Reyes, Brock Dengler, Dayton Walsh, and Amarion Davis. Your lineup right now for the Greyhounds. J.J. Martin will check back in. Also here will come Bryson Tate as Caleb Akey trying to clear the bench a little bit for the Greyhounds. Give everybody a taste of the state tournament experience. Final 2 minutes of the ball game. Ames by 22.
Ames is content with just tossing this thing around.
Phillips at the top of the key.
Won't be able to do this next year.
Trying to drive on Dengler. Up and around Brock Dengler. Corey to the hole. Puts it in. He's got 11 and it's 60-36. Gave the points to the wrong team earlier.
That is his average. And one thing that Ames did.
Keyshawn for three. Too short. Rebound tapped around by Reyes. Got it. Got fouled. Phillips going to be called for the foul. His fourth. Ames will bring in a whole new slew of players as well. We'll get to them as they touch the basketball. Go ahead.
One thing that Ames did here in the second half, and they established it right from the get. We talked about a set play or some highlight reel play like a dunk or something. They just went inside to Lipsy. And they established the post from the first 15 seconds of that third quarter, and they've kept it. Everything they've gotten this up to this point in the second half has been a layup or at the block.
Juan Reyes at the line for one of the bonus. Missed it. Tate taps it, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Ames basketball with a 1:22 remaining, and J.J. Martin will check back in replacing Reyes. Brandon Bielner will inbound now to Trey Nesbitt, to Noah Siebert, to Onel.
Yeah, get it.
Keyshawn Luckett almost got a steal. Keyshawn going to be called for a body check. Okay, so it's a 24-point game. I get it. This is the thing that frustrates me about officiating at any level is you let so much contact go, and then you'll call a touch foul 30 feet from the hoop.
I remember doing clinics, going through participating clinics when I was doing the officiating. And they say officiate the game like it's the beginning of the game. You don't let up. You don't do it. But you try to do consistency. That foul right there, I don't know. If that's the hardest hit that I've seen today, then.
Trey Nesbitt misses the first, misses the second. Rebound tapped around. And Luckett comes down with the rebound. We're going to see a lot of threes go up as he and Jason Olmstead are in the game right now. Dayton Walsh drives it to the hole, drives to the layup, into the lane. Gets it to Brock Dengler, who puts it up and off the glass for his first two, and it's 60-38. Driving into the lane, up and over Dengler is Tayshawn Brooks, no good. Rebound to Luckett. Luckett pushing it ahead. Drive, stripped. Here comes Onel the other way for Ames. 30 seconds up and over the front of the rim. No good, but fouled by Walsh. And Onel will go to the lane to shoot a pair.
He lined that one up. He was going to make him earn that layup.
So Onel will get two free throws. 60-38. Ames on top. A half minute remaining. It'll be a short postgame show because we got to clear out for the next radio station. Keep it here for about 2 minutes, and you'll hear us sign off. We're 33.3 away from the season coming to an end. Nehemiah Lewis checks into the lineup for the first time, the freshman younger brother of Markeesh Lewis. Onel's first is no good. Misses the second as well. Rebound Tate. Get it to Olmstead. Let him take a three.
Let him take a shot.
Let him take a three. Tate's going to go coast to coast with the left hand up and in, though. You can't deny him that if he can go coast to coast. He's got to.
You're trying to get your name in the book, too, I guess, up here.
60-40.
We'd have been at home. Mr. Olmstead had about two shots by now.
And Noah Siebert's just going to run the clock out. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Well, the Greyhounds will finish this campaign 17-8. Or I should say 17-8. I'm distracted by the Ames fans waving goodbye to the Burlington fans. No comment. Greyhounds lose 60-40. And that'll do it for the 21-22 campaign, but a campaign to be proud of if you're a Burlington Greyhound fan. And hopefully bigger and better things to come for the Greyhound basketball program. Not the result they wanted today, but that's okay. Hope everybody enjoyed the ride. Let's step away for 2 minutes. When we come back, we'll wrap this up in a tight little bow. 60-40, you're fine. You're listening to State Basketball on KBUR.
At Ryan Schmitz Flooring America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmitz. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
At Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we believe in the power of relationships. From our tellers to our loan officers, you're sure to be treated with the hometown service you deserve when you call a branch or walk in our doors. The commitment and trust built under the Pilot Grove name will give you the reassurance needed to choose us as your financial partner. We have 14 convenient locations in Lee, Henry, Jefferson, and Des Moines counties, and we hope you will count on us for your next financial endeavor. We're Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Does your home present a good image of you winter, spring, summer, and fall?
Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. If your home is not projecting a positive vibe to passersby, maybe it's time for a facelift. Stop into Ritter's and see what Chris, Ryan, and their crews can do to make your home say, this is a person of style and taste. Colorful spring flowers from planties designed for your individual likes and style, followed by beautiful, usable summer spaces with patios, pergolas, and water features. Designed with your usage in mind, whether it be entertaining friends and relatives or relaxing private areas for you to reflect and unwind. Fall brings an array of foliage color perfect for watching sporting events or playing them with your own family. Chris can design a concept just for you. Ritter's can also professionally design an outdoor lighting system to highlight your home's unique style and architecture. This creates a drive-by vision that would make any Christmas card envious. Stop in or call and see why people really do say,
wow, it must be by Ritter's.
It's time now for tonight's postgame show. A look back at key plays of the game and more. Once again, here's Scott Mason.
Not the result you wanted if you're a Burlington Greyhound fan, but they fall 60-40 today at the hands of Ames. 1-8 games, unfortunately, a lot of times turn out like this. But, you know, hey, you're one of the final eight, and that's how you have to look at it if you're the Burlington Greyhounds. I want to say thank you to Brad Honig. It's been
Absolutely.
A ride, man. It's been
a lot of fun.
And if we do some more games next year, you're my guy. So just put it in your calendar for 22-20.
Already got it down.
It's been a fun ride. Haven't done a ton of Burlington games, but I have been a fan all year because my son played on the freshman team, so I saw several of the games. And it's just a tough way to end, but 17-8, nothing to be ashamed of. A state tournament berth, nothing to be ashamed of. And if you're surprising people, so be it, because it was a fun ride while it lasted. Want to say thank you to Chris back in the studio. Want to say thank you to everybody on the sponsor list who let us bring you this game today, but especially to Matt Rinker State Farm Insurance, as well as Zeiser's Landscaping and Greenhouse. Want to say thank you to everybody who was at home listening. Hopefully maybe you paired it up with the stream and you saw me announcing a game while you heard me announcing a game. Also want to say thank you to my family who let me come up today. They were here as well. My wife Kelly, my son Ian, and my daughter Aubrey, who are all here cheering on the Greyhounds. Final goodbyes to some guys as well. Nate Spear, Marion Davis, Tice Bertelshow for Jackson Carlson, Dayton Walsh, Keyshawn Luckett, Brock Dengler, Juan Reyes. He's not a senior, is he? Juan Reyes, he's a senior? Gosh, I thought he was a junior. And Jason Olmstead. They are your seniors on the 21-22 squad. You know, this program was rebuilt on the back of those teams that emerged after the 73-game losing streak. So you cannot do anything but give them credit for getting these kids when they were younger excited. But these kids have now paid it forward to the next generation. Yeah. And we can only hope that the young Greyhounds who've seen this team get better, finish with 15 wins and 18 games, and make it to state, will use that excitement to work hard just like these guys did.
Absolutely.
And keep Burlington near the top as we move forward. Once again, Brad, thanks so much for coming up today. Thank you to everybody there who listened. Thanks to Steve for giving me the opportunity and being on KBUR, and to Don Brandt, who called so many games here in Des Moines as Burlington Greyhound teams made 6 trips in 8 years back in the 80s. I hope I did you and your memory justice today, and I hope this isn't the last time I have this opportunity. Ames 60, Burlington 40. Thanks to everybody so much for tuning in today. Baseball's right around the corner. They're going to be pretty good. Something to look forward to. Until then, have a great rest of your spring. Have a great summer, and we look forward to baseball and then everything else ahead of
it. Turn those clocks back on Sunday.
Turn them forward.
Forward.
Turn them forward.
Got a little daylight coming.
This time next week, it'll be 3 o'clock. Hey, I loved it. Thanks for tuning in today. For the final time in 21-22, Greyhounds fall 60-40. And so long, you've been listening to Greyhound State Tournament Basketball on KBUR.
Burlington High School State Tournament Basketball has been brought to you by Matt Rinker State Farm Insurance and by Zeiser's Landscaping and Greenhouse. It's also brought to you by Ryan Spitz Flooring America, Bob Dodds Insurance, the Danville State Savings Bank, Pizza Ranch, Courtesy Door, Ritter's Garden Center and Landscaping, Bickle Cycling and Fitness, Standard of Beaverdale, and the Pilot Grove Savings Bank on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. News now.